Now, it won't make things better, but it'll help. It's a song from Insane Times on 95BFM.
I'm a victim of the electronic age.
Morning, Karen. My song from Insane Times today comes from the artist that tipped me down this particular rabbit hole in the first place, a Swedish singer and rapper called Angie, with an umlaut on the A. Back in 2021, I was listening to Lana Del Rey, which was an already enjoyable and on-the-nose experience, but one that kind of made sense to me intellectually, and then I got this algorithmic hint. The first Angie songs I heard in chronological order were rap clones like Smoke Weed, Eat Pussy and Housewife Spliffin. I liked that last one a lot, but by the time I got to Spun, her dance pop hit, I started to feel something odd. I'd been felt like I shouldn't be listening, like I was overhearing something private in a way that could well be illegal. For me, of all people, to be feeling this way about what was, after all, just music, was a kind of a moral shock that ended in me becoming woke to the way that unconscious bias around class, race, age, sex, and so on structures our listening habits and what we get to hear in the first place. Also, the music itself was new to me. I was encountering post-emo, post-trap electronica for the first time, and it had an odd Eurovision finish and plenty of Scandinavian gloom in the mix. I mean, I like it, but is it good or bad? And is she okay? If there's no ideological spin to be put onto songs that are heavy with sex and drugs and mental illness, does that matter? Angie seems to have come from an ordinary working class background and have minimal education, which is like a lot of the artists that I'm going to cover in this show, but unlike most of the artists you hear about in the media these days, who either have rich parents or good industry backing or especially a university education. But Angie grew up as a loner and an outcast before discovering rap and drug culture. She lists her inspirations as Lana Del Rey, Lou Reed and Wiz Khalifa. And to quote Lou Reed, in a song you played on the Saturday Spring 2 weeks ago, sometimes the absurd courts the vulgar in her English as a second language lyrics. There's very little autotune in her music just because she can hit the same effects without it, just using an amazing control of vocal fry. But I don't think her producers always understand what she's capable of. This brilliant, hilarious song comes from her 2020 album Not Pushing Daisies, one of two collaborations with Harrison First. I bet they high-fived each other when they finished this. It's called See Through.
January 1st.
Late nights, staying up for another life. And you're high, I'm drunk as fuck and I'm getting tired. Got the E kicking in, made a monster out of me. Screaming loud, hit your sounds, now we're fighting over trees. Round after round, now your punches hitting me. Kicking hard, went too far, yeah, our love is killing me. You say you hate me, but I hate you. Neon lights, pretty pills, you look see-through. What the hell has our love turned into? What the hell has our love turned into? Don't even care cause I'm fucking done, yeah. Got the keys to your car, now I'm calling up your ex. Said she's bad just like me and I know she's up for sex. Break your heart, baby boy, now I'm fading off your rest. Sweet revenge, play pretend I'm a demon on your chest. You say you hate me, but I hate you. Neon lights, pretty pills, you look see-through. What the hell has our love turned into? What the hell has our love turned into? You say you hate me, but I hate you. Neon lights, pretty pills, you look see-through. What the hell has our love turned into? What the hell has our love turned into?
I see why people hate you. I fuck up.
see through. What the hell has our love turned into? What the hell has our love turned into? You say you hate me, but I hate you. Neon lights, pretty pills, you look see through. What the hell has our love turned into? What the hell has our love turned into?
That was a song from Insane Times on 95 BFM.
Indeed.